It was early one morning in the spring of 1895, and Sherlock Holmes and I were, as usual, running for our lives. When I say as usual, I should qualify the remark by stating that this was far from being an everyday occurrence. It was not, by the same token, uncommon. Nor do I wish it to appear that I had grown accustomed to the experience or blasé about it. I most assuredly had not. Running for our lives was nonetheless something our habitual forays into the supernatural demimonde often obliged us to do, and on this particular occasion the urgency entailed was perhaps greater than it had ever been. The venue of our desperate headlong flight was an underground tunnel to the west of the Aldgate terminus. As for our pursuers, they were a trio of humanoid beings who kept after us in a series of powerful leaps, propelled by hind legs so heavily muscled they put a kangaroo's to shame.